We greet one another this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be here one more time.
Amen.
We know that it's the grace of God. It is not by our doing or by our ability, but it is God who gives the grace.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
Baba chizwa tishe mnumtene atina chataya na chwe shio kurama mkatimemo wakuedu. Asi baba tunotara kwa muri. Imi ishe mnumtene murumuwa ambine mkumisiri wakutenda kuedu. Baba makanaka makatendeka. Tinukumikiza ishe mnumtene sevisino mkatimero wakuruenyu. Jehova chiti ishe mnumtene zuro kwanzu. Takamira pavimbiso enyu. Ya makare wakutupani waviri kana watatu mkatimestarangu indzinge njiripo. Baba tunuzwa tishe mnumtene muripanu. Baba nukula kwe vimbiso yesho kurenyu. Baba tunuzuhisa mkatimiru woko rwenyu. Tinotu uyaishe mnu mtuene muzoze kuparizu kwa kwe evangeli. Baba mnu mtuene uyaishe mnu mtuene mbate mkatimea anadzirana venyu. Baba mnu mtuene ishe makanaka. Tawea ishe tine zukumbiro. Baba makarurama mkatimemo yedu. Ishe mnu mtuene kunyangwe zume zukumbiro Jehova. Ishe mnu mtuene zakamirirwa. Ishe ne machira panu ne ma envelope. Baba tunuzuhisa mkatimiru woko rwenyu. Tinogoti mimari isa masimba imi Jehova. Mnu pindura mnyengetero. Pindurai ishe mnu mtuene tenzo kura mapasukumbiro zivana venyu. Kuti baba mnu mtuene ishe makanaka zuro kwazo. Vakovene ucha pupu isho kurama. Kuti imindi imi mwaru mwachete zuro nasu kusunga peri. Baba tibazirei, baba titunga mirei. Tinuzuhisa pambiri pa uso wenyu. Chiti kuda kwenye kwe kunaitwa. Mbiri osu ne kudzu kwa tiku zuzara kwa muri. Chaisa zuesi kwa muri chikumbira zuesi ne kutenda. Mstara tenzi Jesu Kristo chwedu. Amen and amen. Amen. Chukwa sana zakari mstara tenzi Jesu Kristo.
Verse 11, verse 12.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so.
Mwari akati nyika ngaimerese uswa nemirivo inobereka mbeu nemiti inobereka michero ina marudzi ayo mbeu dzayo dziri mukati mayo panyika zvikaita saizvozvo. Nyika ikameresa uswa nemirivo inobereka mbeu dzina marudzi adzo nemiti inobereka michero mbeu dzayo dziri mukati mayo ina marudzi ayo Mwari akaona kuti zvakanaka.
Amen. May God add blessing to the reading of his word.
She varopafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
Maybe we can bow our heads once again.
Tikotamise uso zvekare.
And pray.
Tinamatei. Tenzi vedu Jesu Kristu, tuda kuya pamberi pechigaro chenyasha mangwanani ano. Nguva zhinji tinonzwa Brother Branham achiparidza vachiti izvi zvichangodona. Dai maita kuti muparidzi ave nechitiko chakadaro mangwanani ano. Zvinozotiitira zvakanaka, zvinozotibatsira. Dai manga mai tiwanira nyasha dzekupinda mukati memanotes avo momasarudza muri mitenzi Jesu Kristu. Dai mavavhiringidza nechizoro chemweya mutsvene. Tinoziva kuti mukataura murimi tinodzokera kumba takagukuchira maropafadzo. Tanamata Ishe, paturu kumiza shumiru ino mkati mimaoko enyu. Tinokumbira mtange nesu, mpeza nesu, nezi taratenzi vedu Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tokwa sana zakari mstaratenzi Jesu Kristu.
Greetings once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Datumifaro wangu kungetripanu.
It's my joy to be in your midst.
Although today is one of the difficult days for me.
Nasi is irimere mazuva aya akando mira.
Amen. I've stood here many times.
Ndakamira pano nguva dzakawanda.
I've preached from this pulpit many times.
Ndikaparidza kubva papulpit ino nguva dzakawandisa.
But I would like to say today is one of the difficult times.
Asi nasi ndiri paroma na nzombe.
Amen. I've not been here for quite some time.
Andina mbenge ndiri kuno kwenguva yakareba.
Amen. Not anything evil happening.
apasina kuti pane chakaipa chiri kuitika.
But it just so happened just a few months ago.
Zvaitika kuti mwedzi mishoma yapfuura.
I changed jobs.
Ndakashandura mabasa.
So the kind of job which I was in.
Saka basa randanga ndiri mariri.
I will never find time to come here.
And haikwanisa kuwana nguva yekuuya
kuno. So that's why you are not seeing me often here.
Ndokusaka mamusingandioni.
In case something was going up in your head.
Kuda pane vanga vanga vachifunga mupfungwa dzevanhu munodzisiya zvadzakaita.
Amen. Zvinhu zvinoitika.
Mungoziwawo tiri mabrother ari masister.
Hati totaura zvinhu zvechokwadi.
We speak the truth.
Nekuti vanhu vanofunga. Pfungwa dzinopfuura.
Because thoughts cross people's minds.
So kutaura kunoita muprofita.
Like the prophet says.
Kuti haunzi haunga misi shiri.
You can't stop birds.
Kuti dzibhururuke pamusoro pako.
From flying over your head.
Asi unogona kumisa shiri.
But you can stop the birds.
Kuti imhare pamusoro pako.
From nesting in your mind or in
your
head.
Zvinhu zvinoitika.
So these are things that happen.
Kana shiri dzichibhururuka pamusoro pako.
If the thoughts are flying over your head or the birds.
Zvave kwauri iwewe.
Now it's up to you.
Kuti unoita kuti imhare here.
Will you let it stay on your head?
Asi kana yamhara.
But when it lands.
Unofanira kuziva kuti shiri ino.
You must know that the birds have got droppings. You are going to be full of them.
So
you must know what it takes for you to let it. Because if we don't speak the truth to one another, we cannot help one another in the Christian walk. So this morning, we thank the Lord.
Something which is amongst us.
Zvinhu zviri pakati pedu.
It's something which rings in your mind each and every day.
Zvinhu zvinogara zvichirira mupfungwa dzako nguva dzose.
Amen. But all those things.
Asi zvinhu zvese izvi.
Amen. You have to bring them back to the word.
Unofanira kuzvidzosa kushoko.
You have to make sure.
Unofanira kuva nechokwadi.
Whatever you go through.
Kuti zvese zvaunopinda nemazviri.
Whatever goes through your mind.
Chero chinopinda nemupfungwa dzako.
You channel it through the word.
Wochipinza negwara reshoko.
Because whatever is happening in you.
Nekuti zvese zviri kuitika mauri.
It has got something.
Zvine chekuita.
Which does in your life.
Zvine zvazvinoita muupenyu hwako.
It has got something.
Zvine zvazvinoita.
Which will make sure it will determine.
Zvinozotara.
Where you end up being.
Kuti uchazogumawo vepi.
Amen. So it's not something which you can just take for granted.
Hachisinja unongotora sechemazuva ose.
But our lives.
Asi upenyu hwedu.
When we became Christians.
Patakava maKristu.
They are being guided of God.
Uri kutungamirwa naMwari.
Just like the Bible says.
Sezvinotaura neBhaibheri.
The footsteps of the righteous.
Matsimba nematsoka evatsvene.
They are ordered of the Lord.
Anotungamirwa naJehovha.
So when you are a Christian.
Kana uri muKristu.
When you have come into this walk with God.
Kana wapinda mukufamba uko naShe.
No longer you who is guiding.
Hausiriwe uri kuzvitungamirira.
God who is guiding.
NdiMwari ari kukutungamirira.
You put your trust in him.
Ukaisa kumimba kwako maari.
No matter how the situation becomes bad. Amen. God is still going to get you through.
Mari vachakusvitsa vanokuyambutsa.
The Bible says.
Ndokusaka achiti.
If the enemy.
Kana muvengi.
Rises up like a flood.
Akasimuka sedutu.
God himself.
Mwari pachake.
He raises up a standard.
Ndiye anosimudzira chiro.
Amen. Because it is God.
Nekuti ndiMwari.
Who is guiding.
Vari kutungamirira.
When you know brother sister.
Ukaziva hama nzvadzi.
That in this Christian walk.
Kuti mukufamba kuChristu.
You are not walking on your own.
Hausi kufamba uga.
Amen. You are not commanding your own steps.
Hausi kuzvitungamirira.
From the day you said I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Zuva rawakati ndogamuchira Jesu somuponesi wangu.
Because remember the Bible says.
Rangarira Bhaibheri rinoti.
If any man is in Christ.
Hanzi kana munhu ari muna Kristu.
He is a new creature.
Ava chisika chitsva.
Behold, the old things are passed away.
Tarira zvakare zvapfuura.
New things have come in.
Pauya zvinhu zvitsva.
You are starting a life.
Wakutanga upenyu.
Where God himself.
Wekuti Mwari pachake.
The one who is guiding.
Ndiye ari kukutungamirira.
But many people.
Asi vakawanda.
They don't want God to guide.
Havadi kutungamirwa naMwari.
They still want to be in Christ.
Varikuda kuva muna Kristu.
But they still want to order their steps.
Asi varikuda kuzvitungamirira.
They still want to scheme up their own life.
Varikuda kuronga upenyu hwavo.
Brother sister.
Asi hamanzva.
One thing which I have learned.
Chandakadzidza chimwe chete.
Amen. Is that when God is in control.
Ndekuti kana Mwari ari kutungamirira.
It doesn't matter what happens.
Hazvina basa kuti chii chino.
Amen. God will make sure
Mwari vana vane chokwadi
His children
kuri vana vake
will come to His desired end.
Vachasvika pamaguma avanoda.
Hapana chero zvese zvinenge zvaitika.
Whatever happens.
Nokuti Bible inotaurira kuti
because the Bible says
all things
zvinhu zvese
they work together for the good.
Zvinoshanda mukunaka.
To them that love the Lord.
Kune avo vanoda Mwari.
All things.
Zvinhu zvese.
Hazvina basa kuti chii chiri kuitika.
No matter what is taking place.
Hazvina basa kuti ndiani ari kuita zvakadini.
No matter who is doing that.
Iwe kana uri mwana wamwari.
If you are a daughter or son of God.
Haufunduke.
You will not be scared.
Because uzvi kuti pane umwe.
Because you know there is one.
Ari kunditungamirira.
Who is leading me.
Pane umwe.
There is one.
Wandakabata nzwa naye.
Who I am identified with.
Pane umwe.
There is one.
Amen. Wakati ndiri mukati mezvi.
Who said when I was right in the midst of sin, I did not want to worship.
Just like Abraham.
So Abraham.
Amen. Because when Abraham,
Abraham,
when God came to Abraham,
Abraham
was worshipping his idols.
Abraham
was like any other man. But it was God
who
chose him. It was God who said, I want to walk with you,
Abraham.
From that day, Abraham ceased.
Abraham akamira
to go his own way.
Kufamba nenzira yake.
Amen. He was following God.
Anga kutevera Mwari.
No matter how difficult the situation was going to be.
Kuti mamiriro aizooma
sei. It was God who was now undertaking for him.
Anga ari Mwari aimubatsira.
Amen, brother, sister.
Amen.
These things we speak about.
Zvinhu zvatinotaura pamusoro pazvo.
These things we have gone through.
Zvinhu zvatakapinda nemazviri.
Amen. We are not speaking about something which is far-fetched.
Hatisi kutaura zvimwe zvinhu zviri kure kure.
Amen. We have been going along.
Tatichifamba nguva yese.
Ever since we have known him.
Kubvira takamuziva.
Amen. There is a trail.
Pane muhwezva.
Amen. Which we have seen.
Watakaona.
God going through our lives.
Mwari vachipinda nemuupenyu hwedu.
Because that's why we stand today.
Ndokusaka timiri nhasi.
No matter the circumstances.
Zvisinei mamiriro.
No matter the challenge.
Zvisinei zvinopikisa.
But one thing, brother, sister.
Chinhu chimwe chete hama hanzvadzi.
You have to make sure.
Unofanira kuva nechokwadi.
That the one whom you have met.
Kuti uyo wasangana naye.
Is God.
Ndimwari.
The one who is leading you.
Ari kukutungamirira.
Is God.
Ndimwari.
Because many a times.
Nekuti nguva zhinji.
Amen. We go on.
Tinoenderera.
Amen. Presumptuously.
Tichingofungidzira.
Amen. Never go presumptuously.
Usambofamba uchifungidzira.
Because many difficult times are going to come along the way.
Nekuti pakuchasangana nezvinopisa munzira.
You know what?
Unozivei.
When God called the children of Israel.
Mwari akadana vana veIsraeri.
Out of Egypt.
Kubva muEgypt.
It was truly under his promise.
Yanga iri vimbiso yake zvemazvo.
God had promised Abraham.
Mwari anga avimbisa Abraham.
I see.
Kuti mbeu yako iyi.
Shall go into a strange land.
Ichapinda mune nyika yevatorwa.
Bring them back.
Ndichavadzora.
Amen. With a mighty hand out.
Neruoko rune simba.
From their oppressors. Amen.
Neruoko rune simba kune madzvinyiri.
Mwari ndo vakanga vaburitsa mukati meEgypt.
God is the one that had taken them out of Egypt.
Vakabva vatanga kufamba naMwari.
And they started their walk with God.
But Mwari haanambovataura kuti muchasvika pamvura dzinovava.
But God never told them you're going to meet with the bitter waters.
Mwari haanambovataura kuti pachawana Dathani naKorah.
He never told them of Dathan and Korah.
Mwari haanambovataura pamusoro peRed Sea.
He never told them about the Red Sea.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God was the one who was leading.
Mwari ndiye aitungamirira.
Saka ni zvimwe zvinhu zvatinopfuura nemazviri.
So some of the things we go through in life.
Mwari ndiye anenge achiziva.
It is God who knows.
Amen. Zvavaruda kuita.
What he wants to do.
Nemhomho iyi yabuda mukati meEgypt.
Multitude that has come out of Egypt.
Pane vamwe.
Because there are others.
Vakanga vasingafani kusvika kuCanaan.
Who were never supposed to reach the promised land. There are others.
Vakanga vachifanwa kuparara mukati meRed.
Who were supposed to perish in the wilderness.
Asi Mwari vakazviita nenzira yavo.
But God did it his own way.
Amen. That's why.
In
every situation.
Muzvimiro zvese.
In whatever happens.
Mune chero zvinoitika.
Along the way.
Munhu murwendo.
Which God is leading you.
Yauri kutungamirirwa
naMwari. You have to make sure.
Unofanira kuva nechokwadi.
You look up to God.
Watarisa kuna Mwari.
Amen. Don't look up to someone else.
Usatarise mumwe munhu.
Amen.
Amen.
When the children of Israel.
Vana veIsraeri.
When they came to the bitter waters.
Pavakasvika pamvura dzinovava.
Amen. They were crying to Moses.
Vaichema kuna Mozisi.
Moses had nothing to do with it.
Mozisi anga asinei nezvekuita nenyaya.
It was God.
Anga ari Mwari.
They were supposed to look up to God.
Vaifanira kutarisa kuna Mwari.
Say, Lord.
Voti Mwari.
You have brought us this far.
Mandimi matisvitsa pano.
We are walking according to the promise of your word.
Tiri kufamba maererano nevimbiso.
What shall we do here?
Votoita sei pano.
Amen. And God was going to come down.
Mwari aizodzika.
But the problem is,
asidambudziko
ndiri. They looked up to Moses.
Vakatarisa kuna Mozisi.
Amen. They rented out their frustrations.
vakapedza hasha dzavo kuna Mozisi.
Ndokusaka hamanzva,
kana iwewe une
shuma
haigona kuziburitsa
kune
hama kana hanzva kana mudzimai kana murume wako, kana uchifamba naMwari, chero uri mudzimai kana uri hama kana uri hanzvadzi, rangarirega kuti
chinopikisaichizviri
kubva pane zvinhu zvakakukomeresa. Unowana
chinokubva
kumurume wako, unowana chinopikisa kubva kune mudzimai, unowana dambudziko kubva kuvana,
nekuti
zvinhu zvinokuidza
ndezvinhu
zvakakukomberedzahazvisi zvinhu zviri kure newe. Unowana miedzo kubva kune hama dziri kuchechi, kubva kuhanzvadzi dzemuchechi, iwewe
usarasikirwenekuziva
kwekuti uri kufamba naMwari. Kana Mwari ari akufambisa nzira
iyi,
tarisa kuna Mwari
kuti
Mwari ndimi andisvitsa pano, ndoshanda sei nechimiro chiri pano.
Amen.
We don't look at those things.
What
will the pastor do?
Amen.
The pastor is a man like you. It's an office ordained of God.
Amen.
That you could benefit from it.
Amen.
That is what people don't look at.
Amen.
The pastor.
Amen.
He's an office ordained by God.
Amen.
God is the one that ordained the pastor. He's the one that ordained the office. Amongst the in the church, so that the children of God could reach perfection.
Amen. He will stand here as a man. Amen. But he's in an office.
A certain office
which God is ordained in the church. That's why when he stands here to speak, amen, how is he doing?
You won't know if it's a man.
Not
how he looks like.
You know
that in God's program in the Bible, for me to get a benefit, I must listen, I must hear.
Amen. Office.
What the office is talking about, that God ordained.
Amen.
It's not ordained of a man. But then people presume that it's a man. That's the reason in this age we're living in.
Amen.
When we are talking about offices and things God ordained in the church, we are walking on a thin line.
Amen.
That line, you can fall one side or you can fall on the other side. You can fall this side where the thought that says the pastor, and then you begin to worship the pastor. You can fall on the other side. You say, ah, he's just a man like me.
Keep up the line.
But right, keeping on the line,
yes,
the line of the word of God,
yes,
that you say you are looking to God. Say, Lord, you are the one that ordained the prophets. You are the one that ordained the apostles. You are the one that ordained the evangelists. The evangelists are not trees. They are men and people that are like you. But what God does,
amen, that's why the prophet preached the message in this day.
Amen.
The unveiling of God. Amen. In that message, the prophet says,
prophet Anuti,
amen, at all the time, when God was being unveiled, he was always behind a veil. Amen. God, when he reveals himself, he's always behind a veil. And if you cannot go beyond that veil,
you'll
never be able to see God. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, when God is leading you, when he is in your life, you'll be able to go beyond each and every veil.
That veil,
chakadzitira mwari. Amen. It can be your wife. Anogona kuva mudzimai wako. It can be your husband. Anogona kuva murume wako. Amen. It can be your children. Anogona kuva vana vako. Because when you have God in you, nekuti kana una mwari mauri, you'll be able to see God. Unogona kuona mwari in his people. Muvanhu vake. You'll be able to see God. Unogona kuona mwari in your own wife. Mune mudzimai wako. In your own husband. Mumurume wako. Because that God, nekuti mwari iye, is living in you. Ari kurarama mauri. But if he's not in you, asikana asimo, you will never be able to see aumbofa wakamuona that God Marie who is speaking through your wife ari kutaura nomudzimai wako. Amen. Amen. But brother, sister, many times nguva zhinji people they want to see God vanoda kuona mwari. Amen. But we miss it asi tinozvipotsa. Amen. Because we don't we go away nekuti tinobva from the way how God works kubva munzira inoshandwa nayo namwari. Mwari ndo rakanga riri donzo ravo. It was God's purpose. Coming from the Garden of Eden, when he said, let us make man in our image. Amen. God wanted to see himself in a man. He wanted to reflect himself through man. That is why in this day and age, we are here this afternoon because there is a voice we heard that came from God. Voice that was inside the man called William Branham. Amen. He was a man of like passions as well. He was a man who lived the same kind of life we live. He was a man who grew in poverty like most of us. Amen. Just a man like everyone, a man of like passion. But God chose before the foundation of the world that inside that man God is going to show himself to prove that in you and I he can do the same thing, the same works he did in the life of Brother Branham. That's the message. The message is not reading books. The message is not striving. Brother Branham said this, that and the other. That's not the message. No matter the strife that may be there, your differences you might have over the message, at the end of it, after all the strife is done, after all the arguments, what I want to see, I want to see the life, the same life I saw in the life of Brother Branham. Amen. Because this message of this end time, remember the prophet says that end time messenger will do two things. He will reveal the mystery of the seventh seal, which is written in the seventh thunder. And he says it is this divinely revealed mystery truth that will turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. What is that divinely mystery revealed truth? We speak about the seven thunders. But what are the seven thunders? What is the revelation of the seven thunders? The prophet says, prophet Anut, the revelation of the seven thunders, it is revealing Christ. Kuzarura Kristu. Amen. Revealing him how? Kumuzurura sei. Showing forth. Kumuratidza. What Christ? Kuti Kristu. What God? Marizo. Was doing throughout the church age. Zvaita muzvizvarwa zvemakereke. Was doing throughout when he was working with these children. Zvaita paifamba nevana vake. To show us. Kutiratidza. That in this day. Kuti muzuva rino. We have come to a time. Tasvika panguva. Where that full manifestation. Yekuti kuratidzwa kuzere. Of God himself. KwaMwari pachake. Has to be embodied in ourselves. Kunofanira kupfekedzwa matiri. Because when you have got the word of God in you. Nekuti kana une shoko raMwari mauri. The prophet says. Prophet Anoti. When you have got the word of God in you. Because that word is a seed. It brings forth of its own kind. When you have got the word of God in you, it becomes God embedded in your flesh. If you don't believe it that way, then why are you sitting here this morning? What are you desiring this morning? Just to come to church. Just to be arguing. Amen. Just to be someone different. The difference which has to be there.
musiyano unofanira kuvaipo.
Amen. Is the life of Jesus Christ.
Upenyu wa Jesu Kristu.
That was the difference.
Iwo ndo musiyano
between Israel.
Wanga wakashiyonga uripo pakati pa Israel.
And all other nations.
Nedzimwe nyika dzose.
The only difference which was there.
Musiyano wanga uripo
was that God.
Wanga uri kuti Mwari.
Was among the children of Israel.
Anga ari pakati pevana ve Israel.
He was doing those things.
Vaita zvinhu
zvese. Which no other man could do.
Kuratidza vanhu vese.
That's why the Christian life.
Ndokusaka upenyu wechikristu.
There has to be a display.
Of the
life of Jesus
Christ.
Amen. The Christian life.
It
has to be a show
of
who God is.
Amen.
That's why, brother, sister.
My.
Sure. I haven't even given my title yet. Amen. We wanted to speak about let every seed bring forth of his own kind. Amen. Because the word of God is a seed. Amen. Like what Christ said. He says, the sower went out to sow. And he sowed good seed. Amen. And while men slept, another man came.
Pane mumwe murume akauya nousiku.
And he sowed tares.
Ndokubva akusha masora, masawi.
In another place. He says the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Is like a man who goes on to sow seed. Some of those seeds they fell on the roadside. And the birds pick them up. And other seeds they fall on the rock. They quickly come up. Because there's no soil. They die quickly. Some of them they have fallen among stones. And when they come up, they are choked by the thorns. And they will never come to perfection. But some
have
fallen on the good ground. And when they spring up, they bring forth plenty fruit. Amen. So the word of God
Shukuramari
is the seed.
Imbehu.
Amen. Because the Bible says, in the beginning
Pakutanga
was the word. And the word was with God.
Rangarinamari.
And the word was God.
Rangarinamari.
That's why in the beginning
Pakutanga,
we hear the Bible says when God was creating the heavens and the earth, he said, let every seed bring forth of its own kind. The prophet says, even each and every seed was given the potential to bring forth of itself. Amen. When God spoke that word, when he spoke about the apple tree, he put the potential for that seed. Amen. That when it is put in the ground, it brings forth of its own self. Amen. Apana chinomisa.
There is nothing that will stop.
Ukakavira chibage.
If you sow seed,
ukatmevu
inside the soil in the ground.
Iwo unotozviziya.
You know it.
Kuti hapana zvauchaita.
You will do nothing.
Amen. Hauna namati kuti mbeu ibude ayo.
You cannot pray for the seed to germinate.
Mbeu iyo.
That seed, it's got something in itself that allows it to bring it out. And when it germinates, if it's a maize seed, it will not come out as sorghum.
Amen. Because
from the beginning, what God placed in the seed, it is the maize. It will never become sorghum.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So
the children of God.
Amen. Amen.
Right from the beginning of the foundation of the world, God asked Job at one time, says, where were you?
Amen.
When I laid the foundations of the world, when the children of God were shouting for joy,
amen.
Where were you?
Amen.
So, brother, sister, if you are a son or daughter of God, you did not become a son or daughter of God in
1985.
Maybe it's 1985 or whatever year. You were always a son from the beginning. You don't become a son. I did not become a son. Because the gospel was preached. No. I was already a child of God. Even before the gospel was preached.
Amen.
The gospel was preached so that I realized what I was.
Amen.
Right in the beginning.
Amen. How it became Christ.
You don't become a Christian because you've heard a good message.
Amen.
You are a Christian because right from the foundation of the world, you,
Amen.
Your seed was always in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
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 My children, they did not become my children because I met Sister Mary and Mary. My children, they were in my loins when I was crying as a toddler in my mother's hands, in my mother's arms.
Amen.
As I was pulling my mother's skirts, those children were in me. They managed, no, they were not there because I married in 86. No. You and me, brother, sister. If you are a child of God,
Amen.
You are not a child of God because you came in this church. No. If it's like that, if this church is not there, it means you are not a Christian anymore. You are not a child of God because so and so is here. You are a child of God because there is something that told you that you came from God and you go back to God.
Amen.
That is what should empower you and spare you on.
Amen. Oh, brother, sister. Along this way. Amen. If that thing had not spoken to us, Amen. We could not be standing here this morning. Because many things have happened. Amen. Along the way.
This is not the first time that people go different ways.
Amen.
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 I said I'm talking about the truth, not things which are not there.
Amen. As in,
brother, sister, the thing that is there, the underlying factor,
whatever happens, when you are going along the way, you as an individual, make sure you are a Christian. Make sure your stand is not your standing because so and so has done
this.
Amen. Kumira kwako,
your stand must not be that stand.
You are
the stand that maybe makes you like you're being vindicated. That your Christianity, let it not be vindicated because you have may split with Brother Ngwarat. Say, Brother Ngwarat is not a Christian, I am the Christian.
Amen.
No. Your Christendom must not end there. It must be standing on this. That you see God in your life. No matter what the next person is doing. Even if you notice that these things are contrary to the word. You can even see that this one is lying. But is continuing saying hallelujah in the lives. People say hallelujah in this building. They borrowed money and they haven't returned it. You see that? But they say hallelujah. They enjoy the gospel. You notice that? Then you fail to worship now. But how can this brother jump this high?
3 years.
3 years. I gave him my money, he hasn't paid it back. Now I'm leaving, worshipping. No, we will never stop worshipping because of that. We've got people that we have given money that they haven't returned it.
Brother,
tomorrow, When I get my payment, I just settle.
He
knows.
He's just keep quiet like this. Nothing is happening. I don't know, that's fine.
And you say, it's okay, brother.
And then,
I will not label him as a heathen. No. That's not my duty. Say, this one is a Christian. This one is not. This one is a heathen. The underlying factor is what proves what you are.
Is the life.
Upenyu,
which is being projected
in
you.
Mauri we.
Because every seed
will
bring forth of its kind.
Whatever
seed is in you. Amen. Ah, brother.
Whatever seed is in you. If you are coming to church.
Amen. Oh, as the rain falls on the just and the unjust. You also shout with us here. You make the hallelujahs.
Maybe
more hallelujahs than the others.
But when
you go out there,
the
most important thing
is
the life
upenyu,
which you are going to live.
Waunozorarama.
Because the seed which is in you.
What
is this mbeu iri mauri?
We don't know the seed that's in you. When we are in here, we are blanketed by the bracket of Christianity. We are all Christians. But we thank God. Because Brother Branham preached the message of three kinds of believers.
He spoke about three kinds of believers. Now, that was just
posting us so that we know. So that we will not be troubled. When we notice some behavior we see the behavior you display.
Amen.
We will not talk about it. Because brother, sister, what happens is that people oftentimes they want to speak much. We don't speak often. We've got things we've noticed along the way.
Amen. Along the way.
There's some behaviors and events that happened along the way. That's why this morning, brother, sister.
Amen. Me, I speak as a fellow brother.
It's not how I say, ama enyu.
Whatever Eastly Church has gone through. Brother, sister. Make sure you as an individual. You have got a relationship with Jesus
Christ.
Amen. It doesn't matter whatever happens.
Just
let not your stand be standing on saying so and so is wrong.
So and so
is like this. Amen. You know what happened one time? When the disciples, when they saw John, amen. The Bible says the disciple whom Jesus loved.
You know,
they became so jealous about John.
Says, what will become of him?
Amen.
What will become of him?
He
says, what has it to do with you?
You
must follow me.
What has that to do with you?
Amen.
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 Amen. What has it to do with you? What the next person is doing? What has it to do with you? What brother Lazarus is doing?
Amen.
Your duty is to follow Christ.
Amen.
Your duty is to know that your life is it tallying with the Bible?
Amen.
When you started worshiping, I did not know anyone. Right when I started, I just came in. I've accepted Christ as my Savior. The thing I was following is God who had spoken to me.
Amen.
Yeah. About the others who were coming in talking once before. There are people who would talk.
Amen. Amen. That's why the prophet says,
amen.
You have to get a time. Amen. When the children have gone to school. Amen. When maybe on the side of the road, maybe in the woods somewhere,
amen.
He says until all the other voices deaden out, and you'll be able to hear that one voice, the voice of God in it, ringing in your heart. Because brother, sister, that's the only voice which has to influence your life. The voice of the word of God. That's the thing which has to be propelling you. Don't get propelled. But why, by what you have heard, brother so and so saying about brother so and so. You know,
it gives people satisfaction. It gives them relevance that we
Christians.
See, you know, brother, what he did, that's not scriptural.
This
brother is vindicating my Christianity. What must vindicate you
is the life of God.
What you are seeing in your life, not who you are seeing in the life of Brother Ngwarat.
What has brought you here? What are you following? What's your goal? What are you looking up to? But Paul says, let us press on for that high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. What is that high calling? Where our lives, amen, display God. Many people today, they so much want to see God. Amen. They have got a hunger to see God. The prophet says, in the message, let me just... when he was speaking about the woman of
Samaria,
amen, he says, when he met that woman at the well, amen, he started to speak to her. Amen. He says, the prophet says, here was a woman. She was hungering for God. Amen. But he says, but Christ,
as Christ,
amen, he went through the problem. Amen. Which was making her not to be able to partake of the waters of life. Amen. But she was desiring. That's why she said, we know when Christ comes, when Messiah comes, he will tell us this thing. It's something which they were looking for. But the prophet says, there was something in her life which was hindering her to come to that well of living waters. Amen. And Christ went to that. That she had to make her life right first. That's why she said, Christ said, go get your husband. And she said, I don't have any husband. And she said, God, Christ said, you have spoken the truth. Amen. You had five. And the one whom you are living with is not even your husband. Amen. She says, sir. Amen. Amen. We know when Messiah comes, he will say these things to us. But who are you? And Christ says, I am the one who is speaking to you. And the Bible says, she went back into the city with a testimony of Jesus Christ. The same. Yesterday,
Zuro,
today,
Nash,
and forever.
No,
the prophet says,
prophet
Anoti, her testimony
Chapubu chake
stayed up the whole city.
Chaka zungu za guta roshi.
Why did it stay up the whole city?
Kosei chaka viringi za guta roshi.
Because they saw that this was God.
Nekuti vakaona kuti uyu ndi
Mwari. There's no man who can do this.
Hakuna munhu anogona kuita izvi.
That's the thing which has got to be our desire.
Ndochinofanira kuva chishuwo
chedu. That means ask God.
Kumbire
Mwari. Come among us and do a thing that not everyone can see, that this is not man. This is God. Brother, sister, we have gone through a junction. Amen. Amen. Many things have been said. Amen.
Amen.
Many things you have said.
Amen.
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 Many things have happened. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Things have happened the way they have gone.
Zvinhu zvaitika nemaitikiro
azvakaita. But now,
as zvino.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Like those sons of the prophet.
See, vanakomana vaprofita.
Who were over Jordan.
Vanga vari mhiri kweJordan.
When they saw Elisha and Elijah.
Elisha na Elijah.
Crossing the Jordan.
Vachiyambuka Jordan.
The Bible says.
Bhaibheri inoti.
They were watching from afar off.
Vanga vakatarira vari nechikure.
Amen. They wanted to see
vaida kuona
what is going to happen with this Elisha.
Kuti chii chaitika kuna Elisha.
Amen. Because they knew Elijah was going to go.
Vaiziva kuti Eliya ari kuenda.
Remember, it was them who told him. Who told Elisha.
Ndivo vakatiudza Elisha.
That you know your master is going to go away from you.
Ndivo here kuti tenzi wako vakusiya.
And he says, I know.
Akati ndoziya.
Amen. So they were waiting.
Vanga vakamirira.
Watching from far away.
Vakatarisa nechikure.
Amen. So brother, sister.
Saka hama hanzvadzi.
Like I'm saying.
Sizo ndataura.
Many things have happened.
Zvinhu zvakawanda zvakaitika.
You have said many things.
Makataura zvakawanda.
And everyone is watching.
Munhu wese akatarisa.
From far away.
Ari nechekure.
Amen. What will be and be?
Ko zvizvinozoitika.
What will be and be?
Zvizvinozoitika
and be. Zvichasvika kupi?
Oh, what will be the end of it?
Amen. Yes, brother, sister.
Hongo amanzva.
Like I'm saying that I have to say this freely.
That ndofana zvitaura nezira.
Because I believe.
Nekuti ndinotenda.
Amen. The Bible says.
Bhaibheri rinoti.
When Paul was writing to the Corinthians.
Pauro painyora kuvaCorinthe.
He was writing about those things.
Ainyora pamusoro peizvo.
Which happened to the children of Israel.
Zvakaitika kune vana veIsraeri.
He said they murmured.
Hanzi vakanyunyuta.
Amen. They did this and that.
Vakaita izvi nezvozvo.
And he says all these things.
Hanzi zvinhu zvese izvi.
Were written.
Zvava zvakanyorwa.
For our examples.
Kuti zvive mienzaniso.
That we will not do.
Kuti tisazoite
like they did.
Sie zvavakaita ivo.
So I believe, brother, sister.
Ndinotenda hama hanzvadzi.
It's good I can speak about the history.
Zvakanaka ndakona kutaura musoro penhoroondo.
Of the things which you have seen happening.
Zvinhu zvamakaona zvichitika.
Amen. Many things have happened.
Zvakaitika zvakawanda.
Within the message fraternity.
Munharaunda dzemaridzo.
Amen. You know, I was speaking with one brother yesterday.
Ndaitaura nemumwe hama nezuro.
And saying, you know what?
Ndikati munozivei.
There's some good things.
Pane zvinhu zvakanaka.
Which way, when we were in the message.
Isu paratiri mumaridzo.
We never learned from the denominations.
Hatina kumbozvidzidza kubva kune masangano.
Amen. Masangano hatizvino kutaidzi pano tidzidze madoctrine now.
We are not supposed to learn the denominational doctrine.
Asi pane zvinhu zvavanongoita.
But there are things that they do.
Zvakanaka.
That are good.
Zvakatongo zvekuti hazvina hapana paunozvipomera mukati
mebhaibheri. That are beneficial, you cannot point a finger at those things.
Like kuti kuma denomination.
Like in the denomination.
Kwanga chingori nema kune ma local churches.
They've got local churches.
Within a community.
Munharaunda.
Zvinhu zva but isus patakatanga mu message.
When we started in the message.
Amen. Yanga iri nyaya yekuti inzvimbo one.
It's one place.
Amen. Ma church mamwe akazoitikawo kumasure.
Other churches sprang up later.
Amen. Zvanga zviri zvekutoti ndezvekunetsana.
It was after people had parted ways. But it's not supposed to be like that.
Saka ndizvino ndachitaura nama chino but ezvino zvakazoita kuti takabuda mufesi iyo.
I was telling the brother that now we've gone out of that faith.
Ma church akatanga kuita kune dzimwe nzvimbo.
Because they started springing up churches in a different community.
Nokudawo kuti vanhu vanga vanetsana.
Because people had quarrels.
And then asi ezvino zvakazoita kuti machurches akuma different communities.
But now the churches, they are local churches in a different
area. Local church like Eastleigh.
Se zvakaita kereke ino.
Supporting the ministers who are there.
Inenge ichitsigira vashumiri variko.
They set up machurches kwakasiyana siyana.
Ane machurch munzvimbo dzakasiyana.
There is no animosity.
Hapana ropa rakaipa
ipapo. There is no pointing fingers.
Hapana kunongedzerana minwe.
There is no kuti handifenda kaenda ku Eastleigh.
Say, I'll never go to Eastleigh.
Guys, we agree kudaro.
Let it not be like that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
In order to reach what?
I want to tell the truth.
There
are brothers that are having services in town. If the brothers ask me to preach there, I'll go and preach there. I'm telling you so that you brothers, there won't be animosity if you have preached there. They are the children of God.
Amen.
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 Glory.
I'll just preach as much as I'm preaching like I'm preaching here.
Amen.
So that if there is anyone who is wrong,
kana paine munhu asiri mugwara kwa,
in as much as if there is anyone who is wrong here,
kana paine munhu asiri
mugwara kwa, they will make their life right.
Vanogadzirisa upenyu wavo.
The preaching of the gospel.
Nekuti kuparidzwa kweevangeri
is to not to make enemies.
Hakusi kwekuti muite vavengi.
Preaching of the gospel.
Kuparidzwa kweevangeri
is to make sure.
Ndeko kuvane chokwadi.
The children of God.
Kuti vana vamwari
they become one with Christ.
Vava vamwe chete na Kristu.
That's the aim.
ndochinangwa chekuparidzwa kweevhangeri.
Ukaona chinangwa chekuparidza evhangeri,
if you see the purpose of
chazvimwe zvinhu,
being other things,
amen, kana zvokutsvaga mari,
or looking for a way of sustenance,
mukati mebhaibheri,
we look for it in the scripture.
Bhaibheri rakataura,
the Bible said,
they will come and they will make merchandise of thee.
Vacha uya vagotengesa shoko iri.
Ndosaka hatibatikane nezviri kuitika mumadenomination.
That is why we are not disturbed by what's happening in the denominations or in the Pentecostal.
Chero tikatonzwa kuti kwaita minana yakaita sei.
Even if we hear that there are so many miracles.
Vanotaura kuti zveshuwa hacho minana yo.
See, there are miracles for sure.
Nokuti Bhaibheri rakataura kuti vacha uya with deceivable.
Bhaibheri rinoti vakauya vachauya vachinyengera.
With deceivable miracle.
Vaine minana inonyengera.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Saka ndinosambochepisa kuti hanzi hakuna zviri kuitika, zvirimo zvinotoitika.
Qualify them and say there is nothing happening there.
Asi tinoti qualify kuti ndezve kunyepa.
What makes us qualify these things as fake?
Isu tongozotarisa paupenyu.
We look at the life.
Every seed.
Mbeu yega yega.
Will bring forth of its own kind.
Inobereka zvakafanana nayo.
The life which is in those people.
Upenyu huri muvanhu ava.
Is patterning after hell.
Huri kufanana negehena.
Because in this day.
Nekuti muzvarwa
chii. We had a privilege.
Tanga tine mukana wakana.
Amen. Of a messenger.
Wemutumwa.
Whom God sent.
Akatumwa naMwari.
God allowed him.
Mwari vakamutendera.
To go to the lower parts of the earth.
Kuti aende
kwakadzika
negehena.
To go right into hell.
Apinde gehena.
Amen. And he saw.
Akaona.
Souls in prison.
Mweya yanga iri muturungu.
Amen. When he saw them underneath there.
Paakadziona mweya, akaona mweya iri.
My, he was surprised.
Akavhunduka.
When he came upon the earth.
Paakauya panyika.
Amen. He saw the same things.
Vakaona zvimwe, zvimwe chete.
Which he saw in hell.
Zvakaona gehena akazviona.
Being manifest.
Zvichiratidzwa.
In life, human beings who are walking on the earth.
Muvanhu vari kufamba panyika.
So we have got an example.
Saka tine mhenzaniso.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we see certain things.
Tikaona zvimwe zvinhu.
We will not talk about it.
Hatitaure.
But we know.
Tinoziva.
My, these are the images.
Iyi ndo mufananidzo. Iya.
Amen. From hell.
Yegehena.
Amen. Because the Bible says, the prophet says.
Nekuti muprofita anoti.
You are here.
Uri pano.
What you are.
Zvauri pano.
Somewhere else.
Kune imwe nzvimbo.
Amen. So whatever you are reflecting.
Zvauri kuratidzira pano.
It's from another dimension.
Ndezve kune chimwe chiyero.
Which dimension are you reflecting?
Chiyero chauri kuratidzira ndechipi?
But when the Holy Ghost is in you.
Asi kana Mweya Mutsvene uri mauri.
You are reflecting.
Uri kuratidzira.
What is in heaven.
Zviri kudenga.
Because you have been made to associate.
Nekuti wanzi uyana.
Angelic beings.
Ningirozi.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Rubhabatidzo rwemweya mutsvene.
Makes you a candidate.
Rinokuita nhengo.
To associate.
Zekuyanana
with angelic beings.
Ningirozi zvemutadinga kuti uyanane
with God himself.
NaMwari pachake.
That's why brother sister.
Ndokusaka hamanzvadzi.
Amen. In each and every thing which happens along the way.
Mune chero chinhu chinoitika munzira.
You have to display God.
Unofanha kuratidza Mwari.
Prophet says.
Profita anoti.
Once someone will say.
Mungu mwana anoti.
You know, I just snapped up.
Ini ndangu
just snapped up.
Ndangoita
in anger.
The inini nehasha dzangodambuka.
Amen. Amen. Don't try and soothe yourself.
Haikona kuedza kuzvinyaradza.
It's something which has just happened.
Dzakango tingorito hasha hama usanetsekani.
Amen. You know what they say?
Munoziva zvanotaura.
They say when the Titanic.
Hanzi Titanic.
When it was sunk.
Payakanyura.
Amen. They were only seeing a very small iceberg.
Vakangoona kamusoro keice.
They never took any heed.
Havana kana kutomboita kuhanya nazvo.
The warnings.
Vachipiwa yambiro.
They were being given.
Dzavaipiwa.
Amen. They were told to change course.
Vakanzi mishandure nzira.
But he says they were so happy in that ship.
Hanzi mamu nemufaro muigwe.
They never changed the course.
Havana kumboshandura nzira.
Because they were so confident.
Vakanga vaine kuvimba.
Amen. That when this ship was built.
Kuti pakavakwa Titanic.
Amen. They said.
Vakati.
Not even God.
Hanzi kana Mwari pachake.
Can sink this ship.
Haagone kunyudza chikepe.
But God was to prove to them.
Asi Mwari aida kuvaratidza.
Amen. That there is nothing which is above God.
Hapana chinhu chiri pamusoro paMwari.
They saw just a small iceberg.
Vakangoona kamusoro chete keice pamusoro.
But underneath.
Asi pasi.
There was a boulder.
Pakanga paine zviice zvidoko zviguru.
And that ship just rammed into that boulder.
Ichikepe ichi chamuri chanorova.
That was the end of the Titanic.
Ndokupera kweTitanic.
You know what?
Munozivei?
The people, whether the psychologists this today.
Vemapsychology vezvemupfungwa zvanhasi.
They said now. You know the things which control you.
Vakati zvinhu zvinokutungamirira.
It's not from your conscious mind.
Hazvisi zvepfungwa yako yaunoima
zvese. They say about 90 or 98%.
Hanzi 98%
of the way you react.
Yezvinhu zvaunoita.
Whatever you do.
Chero chaunoita.
Is from the subconscious.
Zvinobva kuhana yokuseri.
And that subconscious mind is things which have influenced your life as you have been growing up. Amen. They give an example of how the subconscious mind works. They say, when you started to ride a bicycle, when
you started learning to ride a bike,
you would
hold the handles firmly.
You wanted to see
how you're riding.
And when
you started driving a car,
you wanted
to put particular attention to the gears, the clutch, and everything.
But they say after some time,
because
those things now, they are embedded in your subconscious mind.
Maybe you can cycle your hands off the handle.
Because
what is influencing
something
you?
Which is underneath.
You
are
not putting particular attention with the conscious
mind. So, brother, sister, the prophet speaks about those things.
It's unfortunate,
I would have read the quotes.
The
prophet says, if ever you could come to that place where your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, they are in line with the word of God, then you can ask whatever you will, and it will be done to you. Because the prophet says, sometimes you say you believe, sometimes you say you have got faith, but underneath there,
there's something just telling you, this is what if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? But this is a hard thing.
Amen. There is
something
in you. Mind,
but your conscious mind tells you, I've got faith.
Amen. So, brother, sister.
So, brother, sister.
Those
things
are
the same things that as we walk through life's journey, there are certain things which happen. They are going to influence your life. There are certain things which happen. Certain things you continue meditating upon. You think those things through and through in you. They make you display a certain behavior and react in a certain way that is contrary to the word of God. That's why the Bible says
we should cast down.
Amen.
All
the thoughts,
amen,
which go contrary
to
the word of God,
that
in you
all the time it will be just ringing.
The promise
of the word of God. And when that word is ringing in you,
and
it produces a certain nature.
Amen.
It makes you to become one with God.
That's why, brother, sister, as we are waiting for the rapture, we know that's our expectation.
Amen.
But the prophet says,
how can you be expecting the rapture when you cannot even have faith for healing? Amen. He says, that faith, out of this world.
It's not something out of this world.
Amen. Amen. But faith,
it's
something which is just common. Amen. Brother, sister, how many times have you sat on the chair that you are sitting in? Amen. From ever since maybe this church was built. Every day,
you come for service,
you
sit on that chair.
You
don't even think, maybe this chair has developed a crack and it can just fall down.
It's because you have sat there many times.
You
have done it so many times. Until
you know,
I know the chair.
This chair is fine.
Amen.
That's the same way.
Amen.
That's the same thing with God. You must see God in your life doing things
every day.
day in and day out.
Until
kusvikira.
Kana takutaura pamusoro penyaya ye rapture.
Until we talk about the rapture.
Haisi nyaya yekuti unokrenga kupinda mazvi.
Aiyo. Something that you have to crank yourself to get into. You know that these are things that are going to take place.
Mwari wacho asiri kuoneka mukati mweupenyu.
Now if God is not visible in your life.
Kana usiri kumuona zuva nezuva.
If you don't see him day in and day out.
Ungavimba sei pa rapture.
How can you believe and have trust in him? If you don't believe that God can pay school fees for your children, if you don't believe that God can feed your children when you're not going to work,
amen. Amen.
Amen. God can do that.
Amen.
We have seen God do these things. Not next door, but in my life.
Amen.
Amen. I've got a testimony.
Amen.
I was talking to my wife. Say, you've seen the situation with God. God wanted us to. You think I've gone to school? I'm learned, I traded, I'm for a trade. I should get a job and work. And I can look after my family. There are times when God just wants to show you. Yes, you're going to work. Even if you've got a qualification, you can get stuck. And you must look up to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know what? I've gone through patches like that in my own life. Amen. There was a time. That time when I got sick when I was in South Africa.
South Africa.
Amen. I went maybe for 7 months.
Amen.
Without a job.
This is a bus.
Amen.
Amen.
My wife was here with the children.
Nevana.
I was not even sending them any, not even 1 rand.
Tangandisika gone kutumira kana rand rimwe chete.
Asi Mwari maitiro aizviita.
But God, the way he would do it,
it was past finding out.
Handitogone kunzwisisa kuti
zvaifamba sei.
Ndaronga rangwa iyo.
Amen. There was a daughter who was supposed to start school, to start form 1.
Manasikana wedu mwana wacho anga kufanira kutanga form 1.
The money was not there.
Mari anga isipo.
Buy the uniform.
Yekutenga ma uniform. Yekubadana ma fees.
But Mwari zvavakangoita.
But what God will do.
Nesu zvakatotishamisa.
That surprised us.
Ndakazenge ndakunzwa chete ari ma testimony.
I was just hearing testimony
of what God was doing.
Ezvanga zvaitwa na Mwari.
Amen. That was not only the only time.
There
was a time when there was a strike again in our workplace. Amen. We went for 5 months again.
5 months.
With no, not going for work. No income, nothing. But
God
would
intervene in special ways.
Amen. Amen.
I'm saying God is God.
Amen. One of my daughters. Amen. God made it in such a way we never expected. Amen. I only paid for 1 year.
For
the 3 year course.
For 3 years zanga.
Amen. She was given a bursary.
We did not even expect that.
They don't give foreigners bursaries.
South Africa, but God's ways are past finding out.
Amen.
We would see that.
You know, she was given a sports bazaar.
I got a bazaar, Rima Sports.
Man, then you were wondering, hey, what sport was that?
You know,
when the children are growing, they get interested in certain things.
They just get involved in certain things that they get fascinated on, and
no,
there is nothing.
When the girl was growing up,
Kura.
You know, I still remember when we were living out there in Chitungwiza. You know, when you have got a lot of children, you buy them things so that they will keep themselves busy, so that the mother can also find some rest
somewhere.
So I remember when I bought my children, you know, these little chess boards for little children, not the real chess board. It was just a
small little item.
So, but one of my She developed a desire to play chess. She developed a desire to play chess. I never stopped her to. So we just said, no. And
she
would keep herself occupied. So she was playing chess when she was in secondary school. She was doing very well in chess.
I go na chess.
Amen. She got a lot of awards when she was playing chess. So when she went to university in South Africa. Other thing which they want you to do some other extra mural activities. So the only thing which she had to do was to play chess. So they discovered, no, she can play chess very well. In her first year. So that first year, they were supposed to go for the university tournaments in Cape Town. But here she is.
That's who you are, Pap.
The little girl who has started university. And now she tells me, no, I have to. They said I should go for the tournament. Hey, that's what I was thinking. How can I let my daughter go there? I don't live in South Africa.
South Africa.
So later I just said, no, I'll let her go. God will undertake. So she went. When she went, she also won a prize there, and their university became second from all the universities.
Number two, my university.
So when she came back, they said, no, we're going to give you a sports bursary. So they gave her a sports bursary. Which was going to cover all her fees. For that year. They continued for the other second year. The third year. So I did not pay anything. So I was thinking, but surely, just from a child playing chess. But God knew along the way that there was no way I was going to be able to pay school fees for all of my children at university. But we have seen God working in such wondrous ways. Amen. So even in that 5 months again.
5 months.
Amen. When I was when our work was there was a work stoppage. That was when Ruth started her first year. So she started in February. So I thought I was going to pay the fees when I get my salary in March. But in March, the workers went on strike. There was no pay. Amen. So what good? So she continued on to go. She actually wrote exams for the first semester. But she was not yet registered in the system. Now when they wanted to record her
marks,
that's when they discovered, hey, this girl is not. What's happening? So they asked her. So they told them, no, you know, my father is working there in Limpopo. There's a strike and he could not pay. So they thought, you wanted to be a fraud. You wanted to be a fraud. How come you were coming to school? You were going to the library. But she was just going to the library using her sister's
card.
Doing everything. Amen. So when she told the head of the department that, she said the head of the department, she actually cried.
And the HOD chema.
She said, no, just go and tell your. Go and tell your dad to write a letter that he could not pay the fees for this year. Then we'll keep the place for you for next year. So she actually spent the whole year without going to college. Amen. But God was just showing us how in that time, when he was not going to college, so she said, I want to keep myself occupied. She went to work some other small restaurant when he was there. But little did we know that it was all in God's plan. While she was going there, amen, there was another sister. She did not even know where to find church. She did not know what to do. So when people saw Ruth, amen, The way she was dressing, the way she was conducting herself, they told this other sister, you know, there's another girl whom we are working with. She does maybe like you. Amen. They could get connected with Ruth. And today that sister, we are going to church with her. So God does things in wondrous ways. Amen. Not only that. You know, when she was now back at college. Amen. There was another sister. She's a lecturer.
The lecturer.
She's a colored sister.
Colored.
Amen. So she teaches the law at that college. Law.
Law.
So she was also taking Ruth their class.
Lectures. Ruth class now.
Because he's in the hospitality industry.
There's
also laws which go together with that industry.
Which
they have also have to know. But this sister, she had ceased going to church. She was coming from Cape Town. Now she was now at this university where the Ruth and them were.
University sister Ruth.
Amen. But she noticed the Ruth. This girl is totally different from all other girls. She got to like her. And I think one day she was putting on a cap. Those are, I think, those voice of God caps which are written. Then she asked him, you, which church do you go to?
Church.
Then she Ruth started to relate to her. No, that I believe the message. And that sister. Today,
nice.
Amen. We are going back to church with you.
We end up church now.
Amen. So you find that God does things in wondrous ways. That's why wherever you are, you have to make sure you display the life of Jesus Christ.
You know,
there's someone who is watching you. Amen. Let's come back to that. What I was saying.
That
the sons of the prophet were watching. Watching
Elisha.
So I was saying, with whatever has happened, there's someone who is watching from afar. Amen. Let me just read to you what the prophet says here. You are speaking about another brother.
Man.
Let me see if I can get close to you. You are saying this brother, he was in FBI.
FBI.
Amen. And he was following the prophet for 2 years. Not following the prophet that he wanted to be a Christian.
Abraham
was speaking about this thing of juvenile delinquency. So he said this brother, he was now saying, you know, I've been following you for 2 years. Because me, my assignment in the FBI is to break up these gangs.
To break them up, some of these gangs.
You know what the people of intelligence do? They filter in. Amen. Amen. Because they want to know what is happening here. So that's like that brother, what he was doing. So he's now intimates to Brother Branham. He now was speaking to Brother Branham.
Brother Branham
says, I've been following you for 2 years. Yeah, but we have seen that this is not some of these things. I have seen God. I wish I could get it quickly. being the message in the inside man.
Chinokorwa ichocho chinofanira kunge chiri mumaridzo yakanzi the inside man. Paragraph 46. The paragraph 46. Inside man. Paragraph 46. Maridzo yakanzi inside man.
Okay. Let me try and get it. Now I'm not seeing it. My.
Displayed it right there.
Displayed it right there. Now I cannot read it from there. But he says, Captain Alfera.
And the Captain Alfera.
A friend of mine.
Shamari yangu yopejigo.
Which is the head of the FBI.
Mukuru FBI.
Oh, he received the Holy Ghost in my meetings.
Vakagamuchira mweyamutsvene musangano yangu.
And he has been following me for 2 years.
Vanga vachinditeera kwamakore 2.
To catch up with me.
Kuti vanyatsoona vachiongorora.
See what I was up to with me. See what I was. And he walked to the Great Dallas.
Vakafamba vakaenda ku Great Dallas.
That great meeting that night.
Vamusangano wemukuru usiku uyu.
And you say, you know, my business is to break up rackets. He said, I followed him 2 years. And he said, this is not a racket. And said, this is the power of Almighty God. Amen. So, brother, sister, what I'm getting to you is, there is people who are watching. Amen. Amen. Don't ever think maybe when this church started, you don't know who came here. Amen. Whoever joined up with you, what were they wanting to see? Amen. Because that is what happens. Amen. In any nation, even in here. Because remember, the greatest thing which happens is like in the world. All
their
things, they base them on suspicion. Whatever happens, they become suspicious. So like in as much as in the time of Brother Branham, when they saw things happening, this was like in the political, in the world, they also wanted to find out, what is this happening? Is it not an uprising? What is this all about? Amen.
They are investigating.
Amen. So
there is somebody who is watching.
So those are the,
that's what we are saying, brother, sister. Whatever has happened.
Amen.
People are looking and watching. We are watching.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because
we have got a history.
Amen.
Of everything that happened.
And I can tell you the whole analysis.
Doctor, saying, brother, sister, what we must do above everything, we must call God to come into our lives. Let it be our testimony. Let it be the real thing that will be influencing our lives. Let it be the thing that will make Eastly Tabernacle, if it's going to continue, let it continue, let God being
something
that is of our own making, that we make our own. Because if the seed of the word of God is not there, what then will be seen, which is in us, is the thing which is going to manifest later on.
Amen. Let every seed bring forth of its own kind. Whatever you are embedding in your heart is the thing which will be made manifest. And brother, sister, if you have sown, amen, to the world, You reap corruption. Amen. But if you have sown the word of God in you, God is going to be seen in you. All the world will be amazed when they will be thinking, this is like that.
Don't let people that we're thinking that you are walking alone. And they say, we have noticed
that.
Where would they go to? Because of those displays.
Yes, there's something which you might have done.
If it's something
which is wrong,
you
owe it to God to make your life right. There's no way God is going to come into your life until you come, you humble yourself to make your life right. Brother, sister, many things have happened. Attitudes have been sown. Words have been said. But we are saying, brother, sister, up until we come to that place where we examine yourself.
A preacher comes, then we jump. No. Look inside your life.
Junction,
we were at a junction. We are restarting from the junction. But at the junction, what have you displayed for you to continue on? How are you continuing? Are you continuing God? Or you are continuing with your intellect? Are you continuing with your feeling? Or by the inspiration of the Spirit of God? That is why, brother, sister, each and every one of us, this afternoon, I encourage you,
look at your own life. Don't look at someone else. Go and set yourself. Yes, you might want many things to happen. You might want to have faith to receive whatever you can have. Yes, you can have that faith. It's unlimited.
If someone has got faith.
Amen.
Because brother, sister, people that are performing things in the world, it's because they've got faith. That is why in the world,
motivational speakers.
There are people who are termed motivational speakers.
But we are not speaking about motivational speaking here. We are speaking about God. We are speaking about that God who can give you whatever you want. But that same God will make you live a holy life. Will make you live a life which is above reproach. Will make you live a life which you love your brother and sister. Will make you live a life.
Display
God.
Amen.
It's not just about getting the natural things. Natural things you can hear. Just as much as I've been giving you testimony. There's many things which God has done for me. But I cannot stand on that. Amen. And say, because I got this and that, so I'm going on as a Christian.
What I want to see
is
a life that displays the love of God. A life that shows patience with brothers who are in fault.
A
life where I can be able to feel for my brother. A life that I can look at and say, Lord, what is the Lord doing in his children? Because brother, sister,
message yet discernment of spirit.
In the message of discernment of spirits, Brother Abraham is saying, when you're looking amongst brethren,
amen,
you must look.
Amen.
Not saying they're doing that. You must see the purpose. What is their purpose? On whatever it is they're doing.
Amen.
If Brother Ngwarata is preaching, what is his motive? That he be seen, is he preaching better than Brother Manyechi?
Brother so and so.
Or Brother so so.
Chinangwa.
The purpose. Because everyone does everything with a motive.
Amen.
If you look at whatever people do, they've got a motive behind it. There is nothing that happens without. You just did not come to church. You had a motive. Your motive of coming to church. To meet with God. Your motive of coming to church. So that your life is embedded. The motive of coming to church. Is not that they see which suit I'm putting on today. If that is the motive, it means I am in the wrong. That is what Brother Branham was saying in the message of discernment of spirit. You must look and investigate the motive.
Amen.
What are they doing, what they are doing?
Amen.
Of everything that you do, your motive, let it be pleasing God. The motive, let it be somebody else.
Amen.
So that someone else can see Christ in you.
Amen.
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 That is what we must be, brother, sister. If we are being led of the Spirit of God, every seed, let every seed bring forth of its own kind. The Word of God is a seed.
Amen. Seed of discrepancy.
The prophet says in the message, seed of discrepancy.
Amen.
If the Word of God is the seed of God, it means the children of God.
Amen.
They are the seed of God. In the generation that they are living in. Because God allotted His Word for a particular age. So if we are children of God in this age, we are the Word of God. That is being made manifest. So the thing that must be seen in us is not our behavior.
Amen.
But the behavior, the nature of God. It makes so many people.
Amen. Vano confuse.
They confuse.
Amen. The new spirit.
Mweyamucha.
And the spirit of God.
Nemweyamucheni.
And nakuti muna Ezekiel.
Because in the book of Ezekiel, you'll take away the heart of stone, and He gives us a new spirit. After giving us the new spirit, then He'll put His spirit in us. But so many people,
amen,
when God has given them a new spirit, then they assume it's the Holy Spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. God gives you a new spirit. So that you can walk a sanctified life with God. After putting His Spirit in you, so many people, they just go. When God has given you a new spirit, you feel good. You shout in church. You do all the other things. But you haven't reached yet to where God is the one who's controlling inside the inside of your life. Because if He's the one controlling, you will not be in trouble with the
deacons.
You will not have trouble with the pastor.
Amen.
Because there is another person, another one who is leading in you.
Amen.
We are not going to talk about how people should dress, the dons, the deals. If the Spirit of God is in you,
He is the teacher.
Diano Jizisa.
Amen.
Says if he's the teacher now, I don't need the pastor. But that teacher,
he's
the one that ordained the pastor.
Amen.
If the Spirit of God is in you, brother, sister,
amen. You are always, He is always on guard.
What people do, especially now,
amen. The prophet says, amen. I think in the message, deceived the church.
What is the deceived church?
By the world.
Church.
He says Samson.
And Samson.
He was raised of God.
Amen.
He was under a Nazarite vow.
Amen.
He says, the prophet says,
prophet
as long as Samson
Samson
was going according to the word of God. God was using him. But when he stepped off of the path of the word, God stopped using him. He said, Samson went on to flirt with the world. Amen. He says he went on to flirt with Delilah.
Akano tambana Delilah.
He says that's what the devil does.
As those need a Satan.
He says many Christians today,
Makristo akawanda nasi,
even in the end time,
kunyanga mukwenu ipachira,
even in the message cycle,
kunyanga marizo.
Amen. We are now flitting with the world.
Tiri kutamba tamba ninyika.
Amen. Amen. How do we flit with the world?
Ko tinochonya na seiko ninyika.
Amen. What anwa? Izvazvina.
I don't see a quote or a scripture for this.
There
is no quote which forbids me from doing these things.
Amen. You flit with the world.
And
Samson paakanga achita flit na Delilah.
Delilah
so akanga achida.
What Delilah wanted
kuti Samson
was for Samson
ataure secret yake.
To tell the secret.
Secret yes, Mbarak.
The secret of the source of his strength.
Amen. Amen. Paakawana source. Yes. Yes, Simbara Samson.
When she found out the source of the strength of
and
Samson.
And they shaped Samson.
Duk babamu gera.
And Samson.
Samson.
He
says the Philistines are upon you.
Amen. And Bible not answer akamuka.
He woke up.
Same as what is.
Like every other day.
Asa anakuzosiyot mwari.
But he did not notice that God had forsaken him.
Amen. Brother, sister, let's not be in that condition.
That is savai muchinano ichi.
Where we wake up one day and we think God is with us. And God is already departed. Amen. Because we flit with the world. We do the things which the world is doing. Amen. We do things which the world is doing. Amen. Because so and so is doing it. But those things, what the devil is only doing,
Satan's
running is trying to get to that secret place.
You know,
I was speaking to my children the other time.
I said,
you know what happened?
There are certain things that people take for granted.
But you find that, you know, those things,
as soon as
they are like innocent. But those things,
as
what they will do is little by little,
padiki.
They will be taking out your desire to read the word, your desire to listen to the tape, your desire to go on your knees to pray. Amen.
This will happen slowly.
Amen. You also notice.
You are not even able
Samson
to notice. Samson wasn't noticing it.
Amen. The Bible says Delilah akamu purudzira akamuita sei kuti ataure.
Would caress him, massage him so that he talks.
Amen. Those nature Satan.
That is what the devil does.
Amen. At
this time that we are living,
I was speaking to my children.
Said, you know, the Bible talks about jesting. Jokes.
Yeah. Ah, but you know what?
That means we. Right at that time.
Panga pasati pane technology seta yatai na
mani. We did not have as much technology as we have now.
Yaga kuto nyaya kuto tuwa sangana vachi. Wotanga
kutaura. And then they start talking. Tell stories.
I say zino.
But right now.
Hey, zino.
Right now.
Jesting.
Jero.
Pama phone.
Right on the phones.
Vanhu vanobatikan.
People get so much into it.
Tunu tuchingotumirwa.
So many things flying around. Yeah, you receive that
but
message.
But
zino that picture.
Zino ziri. Like as if it's harmful.
It's not harmful.
It's a. But Satan is hard with it.
But now what Satan is doing is giving you another appetite.
You are more looking on those things. You want more listen to those things. You more want to read those things than you read your own Bible. Amen. Than you listen to the
tape.
Unoteerera tuma. tuba jokes.
You're listening clips, jokes.
Twakazodai tukadai.
Skits and everything.
Those beat a Satan panguwa ini.
Yeah, that's what the devil is doing. That's why I'm saying, brother, sister,
when the Holy Ghost is in you,
when
God is moving with you, He makes sure you keep guard even of that secret place. Even if you want something with God to move amidst us, surely, brother, sister, we have to search ourselves as individuals. It only takes maybe one man who will be serious with God, who can bring a change in this church. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Just one person.
Who means it with God?
Two.
What
about if there are two?
Three.
What if there are three?
100.
What about 100?
What is God going to do?
As soon
as you put a
But the thing of it, brothers,
is at
this time,
amen. Church ages.
That is why the spirit that was operating in the different ages from the first
church
age,
you have lost your first love.
That one was for the first church age.
But that spirit,
amen,
amen, all those spirits from the first church age, from the white horse rider, red horse rider, the black horse rider, because those are the spirits which were riding along the church ages. Amen. But when we come to the last age, amen, it's a conglomeration of those spirits. Rather,
the pale horse doesn't have a specific color.
Nokuti mweya yacho yese,
because all the spirits
yakanga iri muma ages
that were in the ages,
yakanga iri mune mama church ages
that was in all these ages,
yam church age yekupedzisira,
in the last church age.
Saka ne hama hanzvadzi.
So brothers,
that's why you have to be on guard. You as an individual. Because remember, the prophet says, the same journey which the church took is the same journey which you take you as an individual. So, brother, sister, you have to check all those areas. How that spirit was working in the church ages is the same way it works in your life. You have to check your first love. Have you not left your first love? Are you still praying like you used to do? By that time when you repented, that time when you could spend 2 hours praying, but now it's only 2 minutes. That time when you could read maybe 5 spoken words a week,
five spoken words per week,
but now you can only maybe read one page. You have lost your first love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why, brother, sister?
Say,
because
Amanda,
those spirits, they have been moving in the church. They followed the church.
It means these things will be inside
the church. Individual do not make up the church.
Because the individuals collectively So these spirits don't work that this is a group of people. It works inside people. So you have to examine
as an individual.
Amen.
Kuti uri papi.
To where you are.
Where are you? Amen. In this Abrahamic age.
Abraham.
Where are you?
You are
in this journey that we are in. Amen.
Others are in the Pergamos.
Amen.
That they have been overtaken by idol worshiping.
Amen. Taken over.
Others have been taken over
by the spirit of Jezebel. Amen. Taken over. Amen. By the Balaam spirit.
Balaam.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You are worshipping other things.
kunamata zvimwe zvinhu
zvisiri
mwari.
Asi zvinhu izvi hamanzva, unofanira
kuzvitarisa muupenyu hwako
iwe
somukristu.
Ndo
zvinhu zvaunofanira kuzvichengetedza pazviri. You must examine your life.
Ndabva papi ndikasvika papi?
Where have I come from? Where am I now?
Ndiri kumboenda kupi?
Where am I headed to?
Amen. Chiri kunditungamirira, chiri kunditungamirira kupi?
What is leading me and where is it leading me to?
Amen. Kana uri mweya waMwari.
If it's the Spirit of God,
unokutungamirira pakusvika.
It will lead you to perfection.
Unotaura saMwari.
So that you get to speak like God.
Wotenda zvauri kutaura.
And you believe what you speak.
Kuti zvinoitika.
That it will come to pass.
Nokuti ndo zvatakaona.
Because that is what we saw. That is what we are waiting for.
That is why
the prophet was saying,
if the church
kana kereke
could know
ikaziva
what she is,
kuti ndianani,
then the rapture will go.
Zvino kubvutuka kunoenda.
Amen. You have to come to that place.
Unofanira kusvika panzvimbo iyi
where you know
paunoziva
what God has made you.
Kuti Mwari vakakuitani.
Just like Paul.
Sa Paulo.
Paul knew what God had made him.
Paulo aiziva kuti Mwari anga amuita
kutavei. That's when he was writing to the Ephesians.
Ndokusaka anyora kuva Ephesus.
He says Paul.
Anoti ini Paulo.
An apostle.
Muapostora.
Amen. Amen. Because he knew.
Aiziva.
God had made him thus.
Kuti Mwari vanga vamuita iye.
He made him a messenger.
Vakamuita mutumwa.
To the Gentiles.
Kuvanhu vemarudzi.
Anga asingatombopokana pamusoro pazvo.
He would not dispute that.
Ndosaka anga asinganetseki.
That is why he had no problem.
Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvose.
Oh, he was not troubled by any other thing. Because he knew he was in the program of God. He was identified with God. We the same, brother, sister. We are identified with God. We are in the program of God. There is nothing that will scare us off. Dying or resurrecting. Will there be church or no church?
Amen. Amen. And this was not to drive us.
That is not what spurs us.
We are not driven that because there is a crowd here. We are driven because Christ is in us. Let that be the thing, the force which drives you. Even if tomorrow everyone says
they are not coming to church.
Amen. You are not, no, vakanga vasiri.
You say, they were not of us.
Yeah, amen. Nokutanzi evangeli.
Because the gospel
rakaita kunge net.
Says like a net.
Rinokandwa mukati memvura.
That is thrust into the water.
Asi hanzi fisherman kana achikanda net mumvura.
But when the fisherman is thrusting the net into the water, they will get fish.
Is to get fish.
Yeah.
The net.
Net is.
Arisiro rino harichinji. Dachika kuti riite fish.
The net will not convert a frog to be a fish.
Amen. Net charongoita chete.
What the net does?
Kuburitsa zviri mvura.
It brings out what's in the water.
Kana zvaburitsa zviri mvura.
If it's brought out of the water,
tozoona manje kuti iri idatya iri.
Then you see, this is a frog.
Iri gakanje.
This is a crab.
Iihove.
This is a fish.
Muredzi.
The fisherman doesn't need a crab or a frog. They will not cry for the frog to be converted to
because
a fish. Because they know that in the pond there is frogs. There is crabs.
Asi fish zirimo.
But there is also fish.
Chinangwa chake fish.
And he wants fish.
What
they do when they pull out the net,
Krita makes sure that atora fish.
He makes sure that he puts the fish one side. Whether it's going back into the water,
he
does not mind about
the crab.
They just live amongst the fish. That is why when the gospel is preached,
amen.
It makes everyone rejoice. Even the crabs, even the frogs, they will all rejoice.
Asi evangeri.
But the gospel is
zeroing
in on the children of God because that is who he wants. Whatever was not in God, we will not go back to God.
Amen.
That is why, brother, sister, we have got joy knowing that before the foundation of the world, God allowed it. That is where I stand. That's why you will never see me backslidden.
I will never go back.
And it's okay.
Because I know God, before the foundations of the world, before ordained that in this day I will be his child, displaying God in this hour that I'm living in. That's why, brother, sister, to the Christian, there
is no one who backslide.
No
one. They will make mistakes. But they will not backslide.
Amen.
They will not backslide. That is what the word of God says. Them that are righteous, they will fall seven times.
Amen.
But they will rise up again. That's why the prophet preached the message.
Restoration.
The message of restoration.
Of the bright tree.
That
tree was cut down. But brother, sister, predestination is in the roots. That's where life is. No matter
who
you might cut the tree down. Amen. No matter the bugs might eat the leaves. It might eat the bark. It might eat the fruit. But brother, sister, amen, like Job said,
Sir Job,
at the sage of water, amen, Job, amen, when he was looking at his life, amen, amen, he says, I look at a tree, when it is cut down, amen, when it's almost like it's gone, but he says, at the sage of water, it will spring up once again. But what happens to a man? And it was before Job. It was before
Job.
So, amen, the coming of Jesus Christ, that he was the life, he was the resurrection, amen, he was the one who gives a man life, amen, because he is the one who said, I am the resurrection and life. Though if you die, yet shall you live. Because that life can never fade away. Because that life is eternal.
And
when Job saw that, he says, I know my Redeemer lives.
Though
the skin worms will eat this flesh, yet I shall see him with my own eye, because he had hope, knowing that he came from God. He goes back to God. No matter what happens in between, God is determined to bring you back to himself. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, you don't have to worry about what happens. If God has spoken to your heart, you are so settled.
No matter what happens, famine will not take you away from God. Riches will not take you away from God. You think poverty is the only thing that takes people away from God? Even riches can take away people from God.
Amen.
There is nothing that can separate
you. You are not tied to those things. It's only things which you are meeting as you are going along. You came from God. You go back to God. Let it be your will, your desire, that you see God in your life. That seed of God, of the word of God, will be made manifest in you. That you will become a shining light in this hour that we are living in. God is banking on you. Don't fail God. God is banking on you. God has no other eyes except your eyes. God has no other mouth except your mouth. God has no other feet except your feet.
God is waiting on you.
Amen. That
is why that
brother
day, brother Branham, when he went to pray for that cancerous child,
amen,
says when he got in,
no, he says the sight was so miserable. And the prophet says,
prophet,
when I was looking at the child, amen, and I said, if God, if you were here, what could you have done?
Might I see?
But God said, I'm waiting to see you, what you are going to
do.
Amen.
Saka nyaya yacho brother ama anzazi.
So the issue brother sister.
Iri kwauri iwewe.
It's on you.
Whatever situation.
Chechimiro
chaunoona iwe kuti achina kumira zvakanaka.
What you see that this is things are not well.
Mwari vari kumirira pauri iwewe.
God is waiting on you.
Uchaita sei nazvo iwe.
What are you going to do about it?
Chimiro chaunoona chisina kuita zvakanaka.
That situation you don't like. Inside the church.
Amen. Hakusi kuti ucomplain.
It's not about complaining.
It's
not that you wait and see what God will do. If God is in you, God is waiting on you to change the situation.
Amen. Because He has made you a creator. Amen.
We don't believe it. We've seen it in the life of Brother Branham.
I think it
ends there. I want to tell you, brother, sister, what happened in the life of Brother Branham
is
Jesus Christ of yesterday. We want to see Jesus Christ today. We want to see Him in you. That is why you come to church. So that Christ be seen. If we don't see Christ in you, it means the message of Brother Branham has come to note. That's why the prophet,
that preview,
when you seen that preview
of the bride,
Bemwenga,
he
saw the preview that was displayed or shown. The ladies that were playing, that were dancing, they were not dressed right.
And
the prophet was hurt. He says, is that what we have presented you with after preaching the gospel all this time?
Amen. Because the preaching of the gospel is to bring forth a bride, a chaste virgin.
Mwenga wakachena
for Christ Jesus.
Wa Kristu Jesu.
Amen. Ndosaka ndozvinotarisirwa mukati muupenyu hwedu.
That is what is expected in our lives.
Kristu akatadza kuonekwa matiri.
That if Christ is not seen in us,
ndorauti kuparidza kwese.
It means our preaching, all the preaching,
for the last 30 years.
Maybe you've been here for 30 years or
the
so.
The last 5 years.
Or 5 years. It means it was all in vain. But the things which happened, brothers, people are looking at other things. There is a hand that is pointing them somewhere.
Abraham wants to tell a message. I can't remember the message.
Abraham talks about it. Says, I go into a city. Then I preach.
Amen. Hanzi kana tikadzoka.
If we come.
Hanzi vanhu vati vagamshira Kristu.
People are saying we have received Christ.
Hanzi tikadzoka.
But if I come back.
Vanhu vaya vane vachiita zvinhu zvakatosiyana.
The same people are doing other things.
Hanzi zvotaridza kuti.
It shows.
Pane rumwe ruoko.
There is another hand.
Kuvanongedza kune zvimwe.
That is pointing them somewhere.
Amen. Ndosaka hama hanzvadzi.
That is why brother sister.
The way you react.
My
the way you behave.
Mazvibatira unoita.
The way you do your things.
Maitira unoita zvinhu.
The way you live.
Mararimiro ako anoratidza
kuti pane chimwe chinhu.
That there is something else.
Kunongedza pane chimwe chinhu.
That is pointing you to other things which are not Christ Jesus.
Nokuti kana wakatarira kunongedzwa pana Christ Jesus.
Because if you are being pointed towards Christ,
unoda kuve saiye.
You want to be like him.
Nokuti kana uchitarisa mukati mechiringiriro cheshoko.
When you look in the mirror of the word.
Amen. Unozviona iwewe uri mukati meshoko.
You see yourself inside the word.
Unoda kufanana neshoko.
You want to be like the word.
Unoona Kristu Jesu.
You see Jesus Christ.
You have to see that Christ in you.
Unofanira kuona Kristu mauri.
God bless you.
Mwari akoropafadzei.